We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud. We are up to Siv Zayin, which is the end of page Yud Ches, about to turn on to page 36. So the Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Malbushim Shehem Pechusim Min Hatzadim Lamata, garments that are open on the sides, on the bottom, like our tzitzis are, they're open on the sides. V'yeshlehem arba knafos letzad mata, and they have four corners on the bottom. Ulamalohim stumim, and on top they're closed up, a little bit like the undershirt tzitzis, and that's really what we're going to discuss in this sif. So something that's sewn on top and it's open on the bottom and it has four corners. So halacha is imrubo sosum pater. If majority of the way down is closed, then that garment is pater from tzitzis. V'imrubo pasua chayiv. If majority of the side is open, then it's going to be chayiv. V'imchetzio sosum v'chetzio pasuach. If it's exactly half and half, then matilin oso l'chumra v'chayiv b'tzitzis. Then we say that it's chayiv and tzitzis l'chumra, we put on tzitzis. But v'ein yotzen bo b'shabbos. But we will not go out with this garment on Shabbos, since it's only a suffix, as we'll see in the Mishabura, it may be a problem of carrying the tzitzis outside, if in fact you're not chayiv and tzitzis. So let's see the Mishabura here, and we'll get to some interesting points that are very halach l'maisa. Sifkotan chav dalad, the Mishabura says, on that which the Mechaber said, that if the majority of the garment is closed, you are pater. Afilu im yesh bahamiyot hapasuach shir talus. Even if the majority is closed, even if the minority part which is open is the shear of a talus, is the shear of a chi of talus, still it's going to be pater. It doesn't matter. You go by the majority is closed, it is pater. V'im aso bo tzitzis, v'achakach pasach rubo, if you put tzitzis on when majority was closed and it was pater, and then you cut up a little more and you made it majority open, so then psulim mishum tasev lo menasui, then it will be pasul, because again, like we learned last time, you have to put the tzitzis on a four-cornered garment, you can't put the tzitzis on a garment that's pater and then make the garment chayev, you would have to take off the tzitzis and then replace the tzitzis again. Like we learned in Sif Hey, the tzarach la'atirum v'lachsur u'lekashram, you would have to untie the tzitzis and then retie them. So again, the Mishaburi here said, if majority is closed and it's putter, if you put tzitzis on and then you snip it and make a majority open, that's not going to be good. That will be a problem of taseh v'lo min ha'asui. Fine, says the Mishabura, Vaitis Sekadon Chav Hey, but if rubo pasua chayiv, very important Mishabura here, if the majority is open, then it's chayiv and tzitzis. Hainu dafka rov mikol ha'beged. This is specifically if it's the majority of the entire garment. V'lo kimosha osen hachayotim talis koton shetofren oso minatzdodin umanichim bo nekev shemachnisin bo hayadayim v'tofren lamato mehanekev umanichim rov pasuach umodidim rak mitachas hayadayim. I read a lot, but I'll explain it. It's not like some tailors do. They sew a talus katan together, and they sew it up on the sides, and they leave a hole for the arms to go in, and then they sew underneath the arms, and they leave over the majority open, and they measure from under the arms. In other words, what he's saying not to do with undershirt tzitzis is that after you have the stitching under the armpit, you have the stitching there, well, look from under your arm to the bottom. If it's closed for 4 inches and then it's open for 7 inches, so that's majority open. He's saying do not measure it like that. You do not measure from under the opening for your arm and downward. You don't measure the closed and open part from there. Ze toz gomer. That is a total mistake. Rather, turn the page and we'll see how you measure. Page 36. Ki ozlo nikra bas dalad knafos. That would not be considered four corners. The karov hadavar sham mevarech mevarech levatola. And it's very possible that a person who makes a bracha on a garment who only has from under the arm the majority open and minority closed, it could be that's a bracha levatola. The alkol ponim lo odith min beged shechetzio pasuach techai betitzis. At the very least, it will not be better than the garment that we discussed in the Mechaber that's half and half, that would be chayiv and tzitzis, but Osr levarech lov, you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha on it. The osr lotzeis bo b'shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to go outside on Shabbos with this. Rather, what do you do, says the Mishabura? Elo tzarech lindod af mashal malu min hayadayim. You have to measure also that which is above the arm. V'hanekev choshuv gamken ki'ilu husasim. And the hole where the arm goes through also counts as the closed part. V'ayim b'bir halacha. So says the Mishabura, the way we measure the open and closed part is the entire length of the garment. The part that your arm is going through is closed. We only count the open part from when it opens and stays open. And therefore, if underneath the armpit it's sewn 4 inches and it's open 7 inches, but the arm part, the hole for the arm, is 4 inches, so it's more closed than open. So that's the big mistake. People measure it from underneath the arm. You measure the entire length of the garment from the top over the arm to where it splits and stays split. And that's all considered the closed part, and you need to have more open than closed in order to be chayv in tzitzis. That's a very important point. We're going to get to Shabbat in a second. So that's what the Mechaber is saying so far. That's what the Mishaburu explains.
I just realized it's very hard for these, so these undershirt tzitzis for little kids. Like mamish, it's almost preferred to be
My kids have I didn't check them. I had to check them.
No, I mean, I have a 3-year-old, so it's like.
I don't know. I don't know if you're right. It could be that the arm is very small. I'm not sure. We have to look at it. We can't discuss without seeing it in front of us. Everyone will check at home and make sure that the bottom part that's open is larger than the closed part plus the arm part. It has to be larger. The bottom. You'll check your tits at home, but that's the halacha. That's very clear. Right. If you wear a talis gadol, it's not a problem of a bracha of atala, but you would have a problem of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkarton Chavav, the chayiv b'tzitzis. We said when half is open, half is closed, you will be chayiv in tzitzis, even though it's a suffik. Avol ein bevarachin alav. However, one would not make a bracha on such tzitzis that are exactly equal, half open, half closed. You'll put on tzitzis, but you will not make a bracha. And you also said the mechaber will not go out on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why can't you go out on Shabbos with this garment that's a suffix of whether you're chayv or putter? Deshema putter, because maybe this garment is putter in tzitzis. That tzitzis havi kamasui, and then the tzitzis which are hanging on attached to the garment are like a load. It's like carrying a load on Shabbos, since it's not there for the mitzvah. What are these strings? These strings are like carrying on Shabbos, and therefore it would be usur to go out with the tzitzis on Shabbos attached to a garment that's a suffix if it's chayiv, because if it's putter, it will be carrying on Shabbos. Ukid lakamon b'simen yud gimel, like we'll see later on in simen yud gimel. V'ayim b'magen Avram shekosav the afla karmelus aser. The Magen Avram says not only going out to a real Rishus Harabim will be forbidden, but even going out into a karmelus, which is only the Rabbanon, that also will be aser. The ain osin safik the Rabbanon lachadchila. We will not put ourselves in a situation of a safik the Rabbanon lachadchila, and therefore you cannot wear this garment even out to a karmelus. However, v'rabim min ha'achronim maskimim im ha'olas tamid the mekil bazeh. Many achronim agree with the olas tamid who's mekil that you could go into a karmelus. It's only aser to go into a sarabim. And probably what everyone's thinking is like the note that we're going to see right now. The Chazon Ish disagrees. Well, I don't want to say he disagrees because it's the Mechaber, but the Chazon Ish says the following. If you look at note 20, V'achazon Ish kosov, shedover zeh tzarechiyin. This idea of not going out on Shabbos with a garment that has a suffix if it's chayv and tzitzis or not, with the tzitzis attached, that's not so simple. Sharei afal pi shebeged zeh einu chayv b'tzitzis ela machmas ha-suffix, even though this garment is not chayv and tzitzis, except out of doubt, mikomokom einu chashav masui, this should not be considered like a load. Sharei yesh tzorech b'tliyas chutei ha-tzitzis. There is a need to have the tzitzis hanging over here. K'dei lotzis yedei ha-suffix. The only way you can get out of the suffix is by, in fact, putting tzitzis on this garment. The kevan she'ein achutim ondim lihinatel, and since the strings are not standing to be removed, they're there for the mitzvah. Hareihem b'teilim labeged, they are considered batel to the beged. The chashuvim kebeged atzmo, and they are considered like the beged itself, and therefore you could carry it outside of Shirabim, and therefore the Chazon Ish says it's not a problem. Now it's interesting because it wasn't the Mishnah Berurah that the Chazon Ish is arguing on, it's the Mechaber. The Mechaber is the one who said you can't go outside with it, and here the Chazon Ish is arguing. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it quotes now, I'd like to read it, but I'm not sure that I hear it so much, and I looked up in Shemir Shabbos where it's quoted from, and it's quoted accurately, but we'll read a Shlomo Zalman. He wants to say that really the Chazon Ish is not necessarily arguing on the Mechaber. Even the Mechaber says you can't go out with it on Shabbos, and the Chazon Ish says you can go out with it on Shabbos, and Shlomo Zalman tries to make peace between the Mechaber and the Chazon Ish, so we'll read it together. V'das agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'yitochein sha'af ha'shulchan aruch sover k'divi ha'chazon ish. It could be the Shulchan Aruch really would agree to the Chazon Ish, that you can go outside with these tzitzis attached even on Shabbos. Umasha posak shebeged shesofik imuchay betzitzis ein lotzis bo b'shabbos, and that which the Mechaber paskins, that a garment that has a sofik if it's chay betzitzis or not, you can't go out on Shabbos with it. Ein ze elo kishedaito l'shanos es habeged l'ofen sheyischayev bevadei betzitzis. That's only when you have in mind to change the garment into a garment that's for sure chay betzitzis. In other words, now you're going out with a garment that's a suffik chiyuv, but your plan is not to keep the garment like that. Your plan is to ultimately make the garment, I guess, cut up a little more, make it more open, to make it vadai chayiv in tzitzis. V'lochein b'matzavo ka'es ein lo tzarech b'tzitzios. If you plan on making it into a kosher garment 100%, then it's not needed to have tzitzis now. B'matzavo ka'es, in a situation now, ein lo tzarech b'tzitzios. V'keivan shedaitu l'shtamish b'chutei ha'tzitzis l'achar sheishanas ha'beged. And since you plan on using these strings after you change the garment, ein heim b'teilim la'beged. I don't really understand what Shlomo Zalman's saying. At least what he's trying to say. It sounds like he's saying, since you can't, let's get one thing clear. You can't change a beged on Shabbos from being not sure if it's chayav to being vadech. You can't cut on Shabbos, right? You can't make it clear. There are many issues with that. So he's not talking about doing it on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying, the words that he's saying is that if you plan on after Shabbos, it has to be after Shabbos, making this garment into a vadai, a chayiv and tzitzis garment, so you're not planning on leaving the tzitzis there, and therefore they're not batal to the garment. But still, it's funny, because right now, you still have a suffix that maybe it's chayiv and tzitzis, so still, it should still be a load. It still should be okay to carry. It shouldn't be considered masui. And yet, the Mechaber is saying, Lufi, the way Shlomo Zalman is explaining, since you plan after Shabbos to make it chayiv and take off the tzitzis, it's not batal to the beged. I don't hear that. I don't hear why, for this Shabbos, I plan on leaving it the way it is now, and I have a suffix, so L'chara, L'chazon Ish would say, I should be able to leave it on. He's saying that according to the Mechaber, that's why it would be Aser. I'm not sure. But I hear the L'chazon Ish very strong. I'm not sure how the Shlomo Zalman is making peace between the L'chazon Ish and the Mechaber. I'm not sure about that, but I wanted to read it anyway. But throw it out there.
But if you want to say that that kind of garment is pattern in tzitzit, because of opening or opening.
No, it's a suffix.
It's a suffix. So you can say it is or it's not. So if it's not, then it's another garment.
What?
Meaning, it's a. If you want to say, if it's a suffix.
Yeah.
And you want to say that maybe it's not.
Maybe it's putter. Yes. Then you can't have. Yeah, you can't have. The strings will be considered a load that you're carrying on Shabbos. That's what the Mechaber says. Let's go right through halacha ches. Kafa, which is not coffee, it's a type of tzitzis, type of beggar that you wear tzitzis. Kafa shehi psucha beinyan sheyesh la arba knafos. So you have this garment that's open in a way that is chayv and tzitzis, like our talis katan. You have a garment that's chayv and tzitzis. Im yikbu'u ba ishtaringa, if you're going to place on it ishtaringa, what's that? You don't know what ishtaringa are? The Mishabura tells us very simply, Hudavar ha-mechaber tzadei ha-beged achas al-achas. It's something that attaches the two pieces of the garment together.
Cool.
He doesn't say what it is, but we'll see what kind of thing it is soon in a moment. But you want to put on this ishtaringa, you want to connect, right? So underneath your arm, where it's totally open, as our tzitzis are, you want to connect it to make this garment not chayiv in tzitzis. You have this garment, you really want to wear it, and you don't have strings. So you want to do something to the garment to make it not chayiv in tzitzis. So you want to take your ishtaringa and close up the garments. That's what's going on over here. So says the Mechaber, Im yikbu ba ishtaringa, la sosa kistuma ketela patra mi tzitzis. You want to close it up with these things in order to patter it from tzitzis. Eino moel tikun ze. Obviously, consistent with what we're saying, it would have to be closed up at least more than the majority of the way. At least the majority of the way. Again, like we just saw, if majority is closed, it's pater. So you'll have to make it majority closed, and then you will successfully pater the garment. Now again, you wouldn't have to close it the whole way down, just like the undershirt tzitzis. You'll have to just put one of these real closures more than halfway down, and then it's closed up, because you measure from where it opens totally, right? So you don't need the ishtaringas all the way down. A couple ishtaringas would do the job. But, says the Mechaber right there, v'gam shetia kavua lamata mehachagor, you also should have it set, the ishtaringas should be set on your kafa below the belt, meaning lower, even lower down than the halfway point, leman yeha rov sasum rov hanira leinayim, so that the majority that's closed up is a clearly recognizable majority. Not like you have to measure. If you want to close it up, make sure you close it up well, that someone looks and say, oh, that's not chayv in tzitzis. De'in lo kein ye'aser mishum maris ha'ayin. Because if you don't close it up that extra way, even though they don't really need it halachically, but it'll be a problem. Maris Ayin, someone's going to walk by, see you wearing a four-quarter bag without tzitzis, he's not sitting there with a tape measure. So you want to make it clear to anyone that sees you that it's closed up a nice majority of the way, that they don't have any questions, so it won't be Maris Ayin. Says the Mishabura Sivkot and Chavches, we read, Ishtaringa is, Dovra Mechaber, Tzadi HaBeger Achas Al Echas, it's something that closes the garment together. As we'll see, it closes it up well. It's a solid closure, as we'll see very shortly. La Sosa Kestuma, to make it close, so you put her in tzitzis. Sivkotun Chavtes, V'lochein Ein Lasos, B'talas Kotun Krasim L'mata Mechetzio. The Mechaber is talking about a person who's trying to close up his garment, so it'll be potter from tzitzis. Here the Mishabu discusses a person who's trying to wear a pair of tzitzis, like us, we want to wear tzitzis, but let's say a person gets annoyed by the garment, it's moving around too much, so he wants to close it up so it's more comfortable. The opposite case, he doesn't want to patu the tzitzis. He wants tzitzis, but he wants to close it up. He wants to make it more comfortable. So therefore, he says, "Lachein ein lasos v'talas katan krasin l'mati michetzio." Don't put on hooks. Don't make hooks on your talas katan on the sides to close it up below the halfway point. The havi kesosum, because then you're closing up your garment, and now it's the putter and tzitzis, and now you're not wearing tzitzis. We want to wear tzitzis. So therefore, if one is wearing tzitzis and he wants to wear tzitzis, and he just wants to make it more comfortable, don't put on a clip, don't put on a hook, don't put on krasim below the halfway point, because now you're pottering your garment from tzitzis, now you're not wearing tzitzis. V'hu, but now he gets into the type of hook. V'hu shenichbafin ma'od rasha krasim l'tzad hasheni. This is only if the top of the hook is bent in a lot, like it's a very closed up well hook. Not like a little light hook that you open and close so easily, like it's mamish closed well. That's when it's a problem. She'enu yachal latiran ela ayidei maisa. That you need to do a little work to get it open. Like you don't really close it up. De'bazech hashivi chibur gomer. Because when it's really closed up, that's considered a real connection. Hein le'inyan kilayim, both to be mechayev you for shatnes. Not in this case, but in the case of wool and linen, if it's close together that well, that would be considered close together for an isra shatnes. Ve'hein le'inyan tzitzis. And so too for closing up a garment to cause a problem, a p'tur of tzitzis. But if it's not closed up so well, it's very easy to open, then it's not considered closed. Now in note 21 he points out from the Eish Shel Avram, he says that if you have buttons on the side of your tzitzis, that's considered open. Buttons are so easy to open. Look what he writes. If you have a garment that you close up the sides with buttons, the Eish Shel Avram writes, that's like doing it with light hooks that you easily open, and that's considered open. And therefore he says, Lamaisa, you could put on buttons on the side of your garment that's considered open, it's not a problem. But you don't want to put on hooks that close really well. You know, again, so each material, safety pins, you have to down what that is. If it's very easily openable, it would be okay. If it's something that's a little harder to open, so it'd be harder. I don't know. That's what he writes. I would think Velcro would be easy. If a button's easy, Velcro's got to be easy. That's what I would think. Now, I want to see a bir halacha on the page before that I waited till we saw this. Here's an interesting bir halacha. It's along the lines of what we were saying. If you turn back to page Yud Ches, towards the bottom of the page, Rubo Sosum. I'm Badafka reading it now. I didn't forget it. This is going back to the last halacha that we just said. If majority is closed up, it's your garment is putter from tzitzis. Says the bir halacha, Poshet tafilu in be'es asiyas ha-beged hoyorubo pasuach. It's obvious that if when you made your garment, you put the tzitzis on, it was majority open and it was chayv in tzitzis. V'achar kach nasa mi'atzmo rubo sosum. And then on its own, we'll see what that means, on its own, it becomes majority closed. Now how does something start out as majority open and on its own become closed? Most garments don't have das to close themselves. So says the Bir Halacha, din hachi, you'll see what this means. The din is like this. Dina hachi, meaning dina hachi, that it becomes puzzle. Dina hachi, that it's like close up now and it's going to be puzzle. The imkain, and therefore it comes out, im hayulo krasim betalas katan shalolo mati michetzio. If you had hooks, loose hooks, like buttons, loose hooks that are okay below the halfway point, which is fine, your beged is still chayv, it's considered open. Ach shalo hayu kfufin rak ma'at, they were only bent a little bit, so they weren't really closed up. The dino kepasuach, so it started off, it was considered open, but you had these little hooks there that were keeping your garment closed, but it had halachically open, so it was chayv in tzitzis. And then they got the hooks got closer in together. They got smushed together, and now it's closed up much more. And now your loose hooks became tight hooks. Now your beged is considered closed up. All of a sudden, without you doing anything, the beged, you banged into something. All of a sudden, the beged now gets closed. The hooks get closed up more, and it's below the halfway point. Now, all of a sudden, your beged is putter and tzitzis. And now you loosen your hooks. Oh, but now we got a big problem. Tzarech achar shiyatir akrosim lahatir atzitzis v'lachsur l'koshrim. Zakta bir halacha. Now you got problems with tasev lomana asui. You had a loose hook below the halfway point, and now it tightened all of a sudden. Now the garment's putter and tzitzis. So you go and you loosen it now. So now you got to redo all the tzitzis. Because since at that moment when it was closed up tight, the beggar was putter and tzitzis, and now you mechayiv it, it's like you just made it to a four-cornered garment. Now you got to put the tzitzis on again. You can't rely on the tzitzis that were on when it was puzzle. You have to redo the tzitzis. That's what Ber Halacha says. Amazing halacha. Fine. Zokter Mishnah Berurah Vayter, back to the next page 36. We are in Sifkoton Lamed. In Sifkoton Lamed is going with the Mechaber says that when you're putting on the Ishtaringa on your kafa, and you want to close up your garment because you want to be putter from tzitzis, not only should you close it up beyond the halfway point, you should go even beyond that. The way he refers to it as lamata me'achagor, and the reason is so it should be recognizable to everyone, so it shouldn't be a problem of marisayin. Zokta mishaburah sefkotan lamed. Ve'aholech betalas koton tomitachas begodov, one who goes with his tzitzis underneath his garment like we do. Ve'afkishu holech b'shisharabim hu be'etzneya, and therefore even when he walks out in public, his tzitzis are really hidden, no one sees his beged. Yesh lahatir, you could be lenient without having the ishtaringas going down so much beyond the chagor. The lo shayach b'zeh maris ayin. Then it's not shayach maris ayin.
Fine. What do you mean?
Maris ayin
is also even.
That's a good question. Zokti mechaber weiter. That's an excellent question. Zokti mechaber weiter. Halacha tes. Haknofayim tzorich shiyu merubaos velo shiyu agulos. Like we've discussed already many times, and we'll continue to discuss it. The corners need to be squared off and not rounded. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the ein sefkotan lamed aleph, the ein igul nikra kanaf. A rounded is not called a corner. A corner is I don't want to say a right angle because we saw already before it's clearly not a right angle, but it's a corner. It's a corner. It's not rounded. It has to be a corner. Now, what's the gedder? How do you view a corner? So we're going to see a bir halacha over here, and then we'll maybe see an interesting note as well. If you look at the divrei maskil in the bir halacha, v'lo shiu agulos, it shouldn't be rounded. Says the bir halacha, the question that everyone's wondering about. Tzarech iyun ad kama nikra b'shem agulos. At what point is it considered rounded? How rounded does it have to be to be putter and tzitzis? Does it have to be so straight? Like what's the deal over here? The ain't svara lomer da ayidei mashu shi'agil chudo shalakonav ti putter shuva beged mitzitzis. It's not logical to say a little drop of a rounding at the corner of the tip of the corner is going to be putter from tzitzis. It can't be a little nick in the, you know, it can't be a little nick is gonna ruin the beged. He says the corner of tzitzis shouldn't be any different than the corner of the mizbeach. And what do we see by the mizbeach? The kaimelon sham bezvachim, the ribuah hamizbeach v'kein akonos ma'akev. You must have a mizbeach and the little corners on top, the horns on top. They must be square. They must be ribuah, and it's ma'akev. Vafilu hachi, and even though it's ma'akev, you must have it like that. It must have corners. Kaimelon bechulin, the imnifka ma'mizbeach pachos mitefach. If the mizbeach gets wounded, gets a little bang, less than a tefach, or kazayis, it's still kosher. Velo nizkar shom shum nafkamino beinim nifkam b'mokom chudo shal keren o b'shar mokom mizbeach. The Gemara in Chulin that says if there's a little pagam, there's a little damage to the mizbeach, it's okay. It doesn't differentiate where the little bang is. Is it in the middle or is it in the corner? So it's mashma that even if it's on the corner and you have a tefach, you have a kazayis that's banged up and it's not exactly square, it's not ma'akiv, it's okay. Even though being square is ma'akiv. So you see, when it comes to the mizbeach, that doesn't have to be, we're not so exacting. It could be not exact. It's also considered a square. Mashma the b'chol gavnik sheir. It's mashma that in all these cases, it's going to be kosher. V'ayin besukah daf nem tesam ad aleph betosus. De'atam de lo botol mimenu adayim shem ribua. Tosus says over there, the reason why it's okay is because that's not mevatel the shem ribua. A little wound, a little bang of a tefach on the corner doesn't take away the shame of ribua. So he says, L'chora by Titzis should be the same thing. But then he ends off and he says, not so pashut. Ach efshir diyesh l'chalik ben ha-mizbeach shu godol b'kamusa l'inyanenu v'tzarachim. Maybe not. Maybe you can't learn from the mizbeach. The mizbeach is huge. And therefore, a little bang in the mizbeach is not like a little bang in a Titzis. Because Titzis is so small, so maybe we're more makbet over there. So he leaves out tzarachim and he's not sure what the chiluk is. If you look in note 23, we'll just look quickly at note 23. We're not going to get such clarity, but at least just to see what some poskim say about what's considered not a straight corner. So first of all, he brings Achein Bedimim Van Hagos Kosev B'Shem HaChazanish. It's brought down B'Shem HaChazanish. Sheim Lemaris Ha'ayin Nirus Haknavos Kemirubos Chayv Abegah B'Tzitzis. So the Chazanish says, right, like Lishitaso, when we talked about Esrog and everything, you don't need a magnifying glass. If by the look of the eyes it looks like a corner, so it's a corner. You go by the Chayv and Tzitzis. Skip to the next paragraph. Uleinyan shir ha'igul shebo vadai patra abegah mitzitzis. We'll just read two shitas over here of when it's considered vadai rounded and it's patra from tzitzis. So the Murak Tzir of Yaakov Emden writes, Shehu sheyisrachaku atzdodin me'azovis ayidei ha'igul b'shir shalosh etzbos. He says that if you have the sides moved away from the tip of the corner because of the eagle, a measurement of three etzbos. I'm not sure exactly how to measure that, but if three fingers are separating the regular side from the corner, meaning it's somehow going out three fingers worth, that's already considered rounded. Then it's already not recognized the length and the width. That's already getting cloudy and getting rounded. That's not going to be good. And then we'll just read what the Aruch HaShulchan says, and then we'll go weiter. The Aruch HaShulchan kosa shaptur shal konof she'eno merubas hu kishyesh beknaf eagle she'orech hakeifa hu shlosha tvachim. If the circumference of the circular area is three tvachim, which we know, anyone who knows math or Gemara knows that three tvachim around is one, right, is one tefach across. So if there's one tefach of a radius, a one tefach radius, that will be a problem. So if you have a rounded end, if it's one tefach, it's not good. But again, it's not so clear exactly what's considered rounded, what's not considered rounded, but it has to be a corner. It can't be rounded. Let's see one more halacha tonight. Well, at least started. Halacha yud. Mitznefes ptura afilu shel arzos hamarov sheshnei rasha mushlochim al kisveyem vegufam. Okay, we'll try to imagine the mitzias of this case. I imagine, you know, some people out there in the streets wear these like hats that have these things hanging down, these cloths hanging down. You know what I'm talking about? So this is some kind of head covering, goes around your head and has some cloth that goes down and covers your body and part of your body. So it's a mitznefes, like a hat. Where'd I go here? Oh, mitznefes is ptura. A head covering is pater. Afilu shel arzos hamarav, even the ones in the western lands. Sheshnei rasha mushlochin al kisveim vegufam. Even though the two heads are flowing down over their shoulders and their body. The afal pi shemiskaseba rosha v'rubo, even though it has the size that we'll see shortly as chayv and tzitzis, because it covers rosha v'rubo, it's still pater from tzitzis. Why? Kevan sheikara lechasos harosh. Since this is a head garment, it's a head garment is pater. Even though this head garment is also covering the body a little bit, it's pater and tzitzis. The kesuscha amarachmona v'lo kesus harosh. The pasuk says kesuscha, which is your garment, which means it goes around your body and not a covering of the head. And therefore, since this is a mitznefes, it's a head covering, even though it flows out over your body and it has the shear that's chayv and tzitzis, since it is a head covering, when you go to the store, you ask for head coverings to find this garment. You don't look in the, you know, in the beged department, you look in the hat department, and therefore it is pater and tzitzis. Says the Mishabura in Sifkatan Lamedbeis, Kevan Sheikara, Heichin lo mitchilo rak bishvil kisui harosh. This is prepared from the very beginning as a head covering, and therefore it is pater and tzitzis. And the reason is because we have a drasha, kisuscha amarachmano, velok sus harosh. Very important note over here, Mishabura over here, Sifkatan Lamed Gimel. Umasha osen atara latalis. We brought this up already, right? One time in Hilchos Tzitzis, one time in Hilchos Sukkah. And those who we have a minhag to put on an atara, the talis. Some people have a like a little crown on the top of the talis. Lo mipnei sheikara nase l'kisui harosh. We're not doing it because we want the ikar of the talis to be covering the head. We bedafka don't want that. Ela mishum heker shetzitzes halyonim lo yischalfu lamata. The reason we put it on, like we saw earlier, is because we want to keep the tzitzis in the same place. The ones that were in the front should always stay in the front. As a matter of fact, that's why some poskim take issue and you shouldn't make it out of silver, you shouldn't make it out of gold, because it gives too much chashivas to the head. And then it becomes a head garment, which is pater. And that's why we said that many people have a custom that if you have an atara on the head, that's why many talisos have a atara down the middle also. So the same way we're giving chashivas to the head, we're showing it's still a garment that's a regular beged, so we put an atara also around the middle of the garment where it covers the body. So there he's saying the reason for the atara is not to give chashivas to the head, it's fakert, it's only to keep the tzitzis in the right place. V'ayin la'el b'simil chesif katon tes kosafti she'ariza lohoya makbet al zed. Ariza was not makbet to have an atara. V'chein machriyeh al yirabu lohokel in nikro l'malo v'keyotze bazeh. And that's why the al yirabu is makil if the top of your talus rips, to flip the talus over, because we're not makbet on keeping the tzitzis in the same place, like we learned earlier, and therefore if it rips, you could change it, and no 25, he writes, v'afilin lo nikra atalus at she'en ril levisha, even if it didn't rip so much that it's not wearable, el arak ba'ofen she'en b'tzidah elyon noy mitzvah, it's not nice for the mitzvah anymore, it's ripped on top, maybe it's dirty on top, so then you would be allowed to flip it around upside down, and put the bottom on the top on the bottom, even though the tzitzis will now be switching locations, l'fida arizal, that we are not makbet on keeping the tzitzis in the same place always. Shkayach.